A legendary sports writer from Central Illinois turns to a painful new subject, a loss within his own family.
But it's an important book in the sense that he didn't choose to be addicted. Addicted chose him.
That's Dave Kindred. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for The Leadoff on WGLT and WGLT.org comes from Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines, connecting travelers to the world. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.
It's Thursday, February 4th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with the end of COVID mitigation rules that banned indoor restaurant service in Bloomington Normal, creating a new problem. Charlie Schlenker reports.
On-again, off-again restaurant service in Bloomington Normal has caused many professional restaurant workers to give up on the Twin Cities. That's according to Larry Karios, who writes about the Bloomington Normal restaurant scene.
There's an employee shortage right now as they're opening the indoor dining or not, and they're scrambling to find employees.
Karios says the shortage is largely in the professional full-time restaurant worker categories.
Managers, assistant managers, chefs, cooks. A lot of them have moved outside of Bloomington Normal. While our dining rooms were closed here in Bloomington Normal, you could go to other states.
There's not as much of a lack of servers and part-timers, but even in that category, Caria says, one restaurant owner he knows had to be his own dishwasher recently. He says it's not clear how long it will take to replenish that segment of the workforce.
We know that just is not going to happen overnight, and as I had one restaurant owner tell me, Bloomington Normal has very high expectations when it comes to restaurants and restaurant service.
The Twin Cities added 20 restaurants and lost 14 restaurants last year. Karius says he is happy his prediction that many locally owned establishments would not be as successful as the chain eateries at weathering the pandemic was wrong.
I think by adding 20 restaurants, that shows that the business people, the investors, I believe that shows they have still have a nice confidence in the Bloomington Normal economy.
Karius says the numbers for openings and closings are similar to non-pandemic years, and the openings haven't stopped. Karius says a new Vietnamese restaurant is on pace to open in late March on the east side of Bloomington in the former Zoop location, and Texas Roadhouse is still planning on a late spring opening. I'm Charlie Schlenker.
Here's some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. Over 15,000 COVID vaccine doses have now been administered in McLean County, with two more clinics set for today and Friday. About 2,900 people are now fully vaccinated, having received both doses. A judge has found Sidney Mays guilty of fatally wounding three men and critically injuring a child during a 2018 shooting in Bloomington. He faces life in prison when he's sentenced April 15th for murder. And Crane's Chicago Business is reporting that Rivian will open a showroom in the Fulton Market neighborhood in Chicago near the West Loop. It would be among Rivian's first retail locations. Find more on these stories at WGLT.org. Dave Kindred is an Illinois Wesleyan alum who became a legendary sports writer. Now in retirement, the Atlanta, Illinois native decided to write about something deeply personal, the death of his grandson to substance abuse. Kindred tells Eric Stock his memoir, Leave Out the Tragic Parts, shares the story of his grandson Jared, who likely started drinking at age 13 after his parents split.
When he died, I'm a writer. You know, writers write. And it was my way of dealing with the grief. And so I just reconstructed his life as best I could by talking to his friends, people who traveled with him on the road. When I say traveled, it's you know, not in a trailways bus, you know, they're riding freight trains around America, living wherever they can sleep. So, you know, in the end, Eric, it was just a book that I could not write. I had to write it. I had to express my feelings about him, about addiction. He was an alcoholic probably from his teenage years. And I wanted people to understand that he was a sweetheart. He was not some bum on the street.
Was it cathartic for you?
In a way, but not really, you know, not really. You know, it's been 7 years now. You know, it took me a long time to write it because I wanted it to be as good as I could make it, took me a long time to find people that had been with him. But nah, it didn't change anything. I miss him every day. Why I did it, you know, it's a good story to begin with. It's a facet of American life that most people don't know at all. One of my characters, one of his friends, said it's an underbelly of America that people don't even know exists. You know, so I wanted to do it because it told a story about youth, about kids, you know, who feel left out, kids who feel pain. But it's an important book in the sense that he didn't choose to be addicted. Addicted chose him.
You had said about the memoir that you wanted readers to stand and talk with Jared for a little while and maybe learn something from him. What did you learn about him in retracing his life after you had become disconnected from him and his family?
Well, I think that all of those kids, all those people, some of them are 30 years old, on the road like that, are running from something. You know, they're running from pain of some kind, you know, a psychic pain, physical pain. But what I learned about Jared on the road was that he was the same kid who used to sleep with me when he was 7, 8 years old. And I tell him bedtime stories. He was the same sweetheart, same fun-loving kid that he always was. I have a great friend in San Francisco. I showed him a picture of Jared on the road, and he kind of withdrew and said, now, if I saw him walking down the street toward me, I'd cross the street to get away from him. And I said, well, you'd be making a big mistake. You know, he's a sweetheart. You know, what you have to do is ignore the dirt, ignore the grease and the grime, ignore the scars real and imagined, and see under there that there's a human being. He's not invisible.
It's writer Dave Kindred speaking with Eric Stock. Hear more of this interview tonight at 5 on Sound Ideas. Before we let you go, the Bloomington Public Safety and Community Relations Board meets today at 3:30. They'll discuss a pending case and plans for more community listening meetings. That is it for today. Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines, connecting travelers to the world. Schedules and information at cira.com.